It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. It's been 12 years since conductor Daniel Barenboim stood in front of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, which he led as music director from 1991 to 2006. So when Barenboim returns this week, you might ask, why has he stayed away? He says, because when I was finished. I don't really believe in going back, said the maestro, who's 75. He says, I closed that chapter, but now, when Mr. Moody asked me to come back, I said, why not? Adds Barenboim. It's a very long relationship, many reasons and many memories that make me very happy to go back. I'm going with a sort of sentimental feeling, but also a lot of curiosity, says Barenboim. The woodwind section is practically new to me. I'm looking forward. I tell you, you don't need me to say it was a great orchestra. The whole world knows, he says. But let me tell you what was unique about it, and that was the professional ethic of the orchestra. I have never encountered that in another orchestra before. Later this week, Barenboim leads the orchestra in Bezhdik Smetana's Mavlast in Chicago. The piece that's said to be Gustav Mahler's love letter to his new bride caused a fistfight at a Swedish venue recently. The Adagietto from his Symphony No. 5 transports those who hear it, but annoying sounds from fellow concertgoers can put a damper on this ethereal musical experience. It was the rustling of a gum wrapper at a performance of the symphony last week in Malmö that brought several concertgoers to blows with each other. As Andras Nelson's and the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra played, a woman in the balcony rustled a bag of gum. A young man sitting next to her glared a few times, then lost it. He grabbed the bag from her, threw it onto the floor, but after the piece was over, the gum rustler proceeded to smack him in the face, knocking off his glasses. The woman's male companion then grabbed the man by his shirt and started to punch him. Other patrons eventually intervened, stopping the row. We seized the opportunity and felt that it was a good situation to write something up about etiquette and behavior in a concert hall, a spokeswoman for the venue said. For more on these items, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Be listening every weekday at noon for the new Top 100 on the Most Wanted Hour with Linda Cassidy. Member-supported 89.5 KBOK, KBAQ, Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College, celebrating 40 years, and Arizona State University.